We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
And as we worship God, this is the very whole of humanity. This is the fulfillment of our purpose in life, is to worship God. Now, in our world today, our world is filled with times where worship is misplaced. And in the Bible, it speaks of misplaced worship. Find the book of Psalms, and then we're going to look at together the 22nd Psalm, Psalm 22, and we'll look at verse number 1 together. And I want us to consider this thought of worshiping the Lord. How to know we have worshiped God? How to know we have worshiped God? Verse number 1 of Psalm 22, look what the Bible says. It says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Now notice that expression there. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. You see, worship is not something that is a place or a service or a particular location. Our worship to God exceeds far more than these things. Our worship ought to be every part of our life. And this is what we want to look at this morning, how to know that we have worshiped God. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for all of the blessings that you've given to us. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to worship you. And Lord, we are looking at your word, and we know your word is truth. We know your word is good. We know your word is profitable for our life. And so, Lord, I pray you would instruct us now. Lord, I pray by your Spirit you would grow us. Help us to see you in your word this morning. We love you. We thank you for who you are to us each and every day. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to consider this morning this thought. Have we worshiped God today? You say, well, Pastor Burns, I understand we're in service today. We're worshiping God. I mean, you call this the Sunday morning worship service. Absolutely. We worship God in song. We worship God in the Word of God. But we don't have to just worship God at Kitchener Baptist Church in this particular location. We can worship God every part of our life. Listen, God has created us to worship Him with the desire to worship. And because God is worthy of our worship every day, and because God desires our praise and deserves our praise, we ought to worship the Lord all day long. every day. Now, I want us to look at, if we could, in the book of Revelation in the 22nd chapter. We're in Psalm 22. We're going to jump all the way to the last book of our Bible here, Revelation chapter 22. And this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. And John the Apostle is the one in whom this revelation is being revealed to. And in Revelation 22, in verse number 8, the Bible says, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. And he saith unto me, See thou do it not." Now John the Apostle is bowing down and he's worshiping this angel which is revealing these last things, these last events. And the angel said to John here, verse number 9, "Don't do this. See thou do it not, for I am a fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets. I am just a fellow servant of them which keep the sayings of this book." Now notice this expression, verse number 9, "worship God." Worship God. Now there are a lot of religions in our world today, and when I say worship God, that may mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But when the Bible is talking about worshiping God here, he's talking about worshiping the true God, Jehovah God, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible. Worship Him, the Creator of all things. And as we worship God, this is the very whole of humanity. This is the fulfillment of our purpose in life, is to worship God. Now, in our world today, our world is filled with times where worship is misplaced. And in the Bible, it speaks of misplaced worship. And there are several. Acts chapter 17. You could turn there with me. Acts chapter 17. And notice what the scripture says in verse 16. Acts chapter 17, in verse number 16. The Bible says, "And while Paul waited for them in Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the whole city was given to idolatry." This is idolatry, is worshiping something or someone that is not the true God. And the Bible says that they were given completely to idolatry. Acts chapter 17, verse 23. And the Bible says, "For as I passed by," this is the commentary here of the Apostle Paul, he says, "I beheld your devotions, and I found an altar with the inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you.'" You know, we hear stories of people in our world who ignorantly worship God. They look at creation and they say, "Oh, the splendor of creation." And they assign that to ignorantly to something else. They might say something like, "Oh, Mother Nature," and all these things. And they ignorantly assign worth to God. And they don't understand that God is the creator of all things. The reality is that they worship God, but it's misplaced. Just like we find in Acts chapter 17. In John chapter 4, you could turn there. The Bible here speaks of the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. And Jesus is approaching this individual, this woman. She was a Samaritan and they were religious, but they didn't understand whom they worshipped. And Jesus confronted her in John 4 verse 22. He said this to her, "Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. For the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him." They were involved in religion, but they did not know the true God. And Jesus said, "Listen, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. He's speaking here of salvation, putting our faith and trust in Him and Him alone for eternal life. And then we can notice Romans chapter 1 in our Bible. Romans chapter 1 is speaking here of the Gentiles. And the Bible says in Romans 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise. They became fools, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and the creeping things. They had opportunity to worship God.
It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on this wonderful Lord's Day. I want to just give you some announcements to help you along life's way. First of all, would you partner with us in taking the gospel to the Waterloo region? You can encourage people to watch our video at KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com. Pass this website along. Encourage people to read and to watch our video. It gives to them the wonderful good news that Jesus Christ loves them, He died for them, and He wants to be their Savior. If you could help Timeless Truths Radio Ministry in a financial way, we would be ever grateful. Our radio program is on the air because of faithful listeners just like you. You can send an e-transfer to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry by sending it to give@KitchenerBaptist.org. That's give@KitchenerBaptist.org. And this ensures that we will keep Timeless Truths Radio Ministry on the air for years to come. This is a difficult day that we live in. And we have, because of COVID-19, we have a lot of concerns in our world today. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you and I'm praying for your family. And if you would like to submit your prayer request, you can go to KitchenerBaptist.org/pray. And fill out the form, send it to us. I want to specifically pray for your needs during this difficult time. All right, we're going to continue our message this morning, so I hope you have your Bibles ready as we jump right back into our message.
But they did not accept Him as the Creator God, and what did they do? They began to worship the creature and not the Creator. The Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens are not the glory of God, but they declare the glory of God. They speak of a creator. They speak of the God of heaven. The Bible says here that if we worship anything but the God of heaven, the Jehovah God of the Bible, then it is declared idolatry. God alone deserves our praise. Now, what is worship? We talk about worshiping God. What is worship? Worship is putting worth to something. The Hebrew word for worship in our Bible, the thought of the word is to do reverence, to make, to stoop, to get low, and to worship. Worship, the English word worship, is really two words, worth and ship. The thought is assigning worth to. God deserves our worship. He is worthy of our praise. God is the Creator, and we ought to worship Him every moment of every day. So how do we do this? How do we worship God in our life? I want to give you some ideas from the Bible in how we could worship God. If you're taking notes this morning, would you write this down? Number one, we worship God through giving. We worship God through giving. When we give to God, when we give of our talents, when we give of our treasure, when we give of our time, we are assigning worth to God. Now, why do people give to God today? Well, there are people who give to God out of a sense of duty. There are others who give to God out of a sense of fear. They believe if they don't give to God, then God is going to punish them or God is going to curse them. And so they give out of a sense of duty, out of a sense of fear. And sometimes we give to God because we just feel like we're in the mood to give. You know, God blesses us and oftentimes we give to God kind of like when we're tipping someone, right? God, you've been good to me, I'll give you some money. God, you've been really good to me, I'll give you some more. Yet the Bible says that we ought to give out of a heart of worship to Him. We are to give because God is worthy of our gifts, whether it's our money, our treasure, our time, our talents. Now, I want us to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 in our Bibles together. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And notice what the Bible teaches us about giving here. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And notice what the scripture says. We'll begin our reading in verse number 6 here. This is a wonderful scripture here about giving. The Bible says in verse number 6, "But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." First of all, we notice here the physical law of sowing and reaping. The Bible teaches us here that we reap after we sow, and we reap in proportion to how much we sow, and we reap exactly to what we sow. You know, if we sow some apple seeds, we don't expect to get grapes. We don't expect to get corn. We sow apple seeds. We expect to get apples. And the Bible teaches us that this universal law of sowing and reaping, and a farmer totally understands this, is also true in our giving to God. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says that each of us, in this scripture here, we are to give as a man purposeth in his heart. The idea here is that we are to give to God out of conviction. We are to give to the Lord a portion because of who He is. Because He is God. And because He is worthy of our offering. He is worthy of our gift. We are to give this offering of the heart. Now remember, when I give money to the Lord, it is just money. God can always give us more money. God is able to do that. God can do that. And so the Bible says that we are to give to God as He purposes in His heart, out of conviction, an offering of the heart, we are to give to the Lord. The Bible says that we are not to give grudgingly or of necessity. The word grudgingly in the Bible, it means wishing that we could do something else with it. The word of necessity is the idea that we feel that we must give to God. No, God doesn't want us to feel like we are under the law and we have to give to God. Or God doesn't want us to feel that we wish that we could use the money on a new bicycle or use the money on something else. God wants us to give with a cheerful heart. It says here, God loves a cheerful giver. It's interesting, the word cheerful in our Bible is the Greek word. The word cheerful here is the Greek word hilarios. It's where we get our English word hilarious. And this is how God wants us to give. God wants us to have this hilarious attitude, or this cheerful attitude of giving to God. God wants us to have a happy heart of laughter as the opportunity we have. We don't have to give to God. We get to give to God. We get the opportunity to give to Him our talents. We get the opportunity to give to Him our treasure. We get the opportunity to give to Him our time. And this is what the Bible is saying, that we ought to have this attitude, not a sad countenance. You know, I have to give to the Lord again. No, He wants you to have a hilarious, cheerful attitude. I get to give to God. And the Bible says that we need to remember that God is able to make all grace abound toward you, and that God is able to give to us all sufficiency in all things. In other words, the Bible says that when we give to God, God is more than able to meet our needs. When we give to God, God is more than able to provide for us, to give us the grace to be able to serve and to give. You know, I've been in the ministry for several years, and I have yet to hear of one person give testimony to stand up and say to me, you know, Pastor, I've been given to God, and it's just really difficult. God has not met my needs. God has not been faithful. I have yet to hear one testimony of God meeting the need of His children, because God is ever faithful. And His grace is always abounding. And when we give to God, we are giving in an act of worshiping to Him. We don't have to give, we get to give. And it completes our worship. The Bible says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, the word present means to lay at God's feet. Lord, here is my life. Lord, here is my talent. Lord, here is my treasure. We get to give to God. Number two, if you're writing notes, would you write it down? We worship God through prayer. Through prayer. Now, prayer is our means of communicating with God. And there are three pillars to our relationship with God. I want us to turn to 1 Thessalonians in our Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 16. Notice what the scripture says here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. And I want to give to you really three pillars of our relationship with God. Number one, we notice it in verse 16. The Bible says, rejoice evermore. Trust God to be in control. Number two, look what the Bible says, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. This means that we are to walk and talk with God throughout the day. And then verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Trust that God knows what is best for your life, and be thankful and not bitter. These foundational pillars are important for your walk with God. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Listen, we talk to God in prayer, and God talks to us in His promises, in His word. And the Bible says in verse 17 that we are to pray without ceasing. Now, there are times in our Christian life that we have regular seasons of prayer in our church, in our family, in our prayer closet, where we seek the face of God. They are times of intentional prayer time, where we get alone with God, and we seek the face of God, and we pray. Paul prayed for his thorn to be removed, and he prayed, the Bible says, three times. And so there are times when we get alone with God, and we have intentional communication with God. We pray. But the Bible says that we are to pray without ceasing. In other words, we are to live our life in constant awareness of God's presence. We are to worship Him by acknowledging Him in our life. Now, I want us to consider, we've considered 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want us to go now to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. And I want us to connect these two verses here as we notice three pillars in our relationship with God. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Now, the Bible teaches us that we are to, in everything, give thanks. How are we thankful to God in all the circumstances of our life? Well, we trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And we lean not in our own understanding. We rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord, meaning that we trust in His wisdom and we trust in His word and we lean not in our wisdom or our understanding. And in all of our ways, we acknowledge Him. This is praying without ceasing. We acknowledge God and He will direct our paths. You see, prayer is vital in the Christian life. The Bible says that we are to pray for cleansing and forgiveness. We are to pray in thanksgiving and praise. And we are to pray prayers of intercession.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at KitchenerHope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit TimelessTruthsRadio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.